Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Formula Girls. Today, we will be discussing number 2074, and it is the 5% AHA Facial Cleanser. I'm Christine Anderson, Marketing Coordinator with Colonial, and I'm here with Molly McHenry.
Hello.
Manager R&D Personal Care Applications. So, first things first, AHA.
Oh, alpha hydroxy acid.
Right. So that is more just describing like a exfoliating facial cleanser.
Yeah. So AHAs primarily exfoliate your skin. So shed dead skin cells on the surface, make way for new skin cell regeneration. So it can help with dullness, reducing fine lines, age spots, acne scars.
And then the other ones that are very popular are the BHA. And that's more like salicylic acid?
Yeah, salicylic acid is one of those. I think they penetrate a little deeper.
Okay. And that's beta hydroxy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that's good with like unclogging pores and things like that.
All right. So I always steer clear of these because they sound very harsh to me.
So there are actually like the lactic acid, especially is pretty gentle. Lactic acid and glycolic acid. And they're a lot better than a physical exfoliant that's like really abrasive.
Okay, so like some of the ones, like I do have one that is like a rice powder exfoliator. So these would be
probably, even better for it.
So first thing, so we have our Colonial AOS 40UP, which is the primary surfactant, and that's just sodium C14-16 olefin sulfonate. And then we also pair that with Colateric CAHS, which is sodium cocoamphohydroxypropyl sulfonate. So they both have a sulfonate name. How are these different?
So the AOS 40, it is a sulfate-free formula. The AOS 40 is our primary anionic, good foam, good detergency to remove, you know, dirt and oil. But even though it's sulfate-free, you know, it isn't a completely, you know, non-irritating surfactant. So you want to introduce a secondary surfactant to reduce irritation, to counter that irritancy. So the Colateric CAHS is where that comes in. Typically, with a formula like this, we would have used like a cocoamphoacetate. But because that's, you know, milder than sultanes and betaines. But the CAHS is just as mild, if not milder, than those amphoacetates. But it has a higher bio-based content, so you get improved sustainability.
And then also this formulation doesn't have any Prop 65 warnings because of the amphoacetates.
Right. That is another benefit of the CAHS over the amphoacetates.
So, and then also to add to our foaming, we have cocoamphohydroxypropyl hydroxy sultane, which is our Colateric CBS. And just a touch, did you really need to add that?
So, you could probably, you can do it without it. What we were doing was, we were looking at the minimum amount of the CAHS portion in there that we needed to boost the viscosity to get it in the range that we wanted. The CBS can build a little bit higher than the CAHS. So so that's why it seems like a small random amount in there, but it was just to get it right in that range we wanted. So if you wanted to take it out, you could probably also just increase the amount of CAHS or play around with the ratio of the AOS in it.
Okay. Oh, okay. And then to finish this formulation off, we have Cholipid C, which is the cocoamphohydroxypropyl PG dimonium chloride phosphate. So that's just kind of like providing a little bit of conditioning afterwards because you're kind of, I hate this word, sloughing. You're kind of sloughing off your skin. You're sloughing the dead skin cells off. So then you kind of want to like condition that skin afterwards.
Definitely. Yeah. So prevents over drying and gives a nice after feel. So it's not tight and draggy. And then you also have, you know, the antimicrobial activity. So that'll help combat breakouts as well as boost the efficacy of the preservative that we have in here.
So you do have a little bit of preservative in here. It's the sodium benzoate and potassium sorbate. It's just 1%.
Yeah, so all the surfactants that we have in here are preservative-free. And then the Uxell K712 actually had a weird effect where it thickened this a little bit, almost like a salting effect. And then I didn't mention before, but the coal lipid C also has a bit of a thickening effect in this formula.
So is this formulation then enough to use in like a pump?
Definitely.
Yeah, a pump container.
Because
I know when I'm using...
You don't mean like a pump foam.
Not a pump foam.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, because I know when I'm using facial cleanser, I hate having to like tip a bottle over, squeeze it into my hand, and then put it back down. Like I want to do a one-hand situation. Yes.
Yeah, and you can do that with this, definitely.
Okay. So you have added just a tiny bit of fragrance to this. I know sometimes we talk about people's sensitivity to fragrances. Could you not use this at all? Does it have like a surfactant-y smell?
The odor is pretty mild, so you could take out the fragrance. And I think that is pretty common on cleansers like this to be fragrance-free. So totally fine there to take it out.
So in putting this together, you didn't add... It's a cold mix formulation.
Yes, it is.
So anything special that you needed to do?
No, it was actually worked out pretty easily where the amount of lactic acid that we have in here, to make it 5% active AHA, puts it right in the pH range that we wanted. So, you know, it has for these AHAs to be active, they have to be in a certain pH range, generally like 3 to 5, mostly below 4. So, the amount of lactic acid we have in there puts it right in that range.
Right. At a 3 to 4. All right, so this is formulation number 2074. It is the 5% AHA facial cleanser, and it is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but we're ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. Go to colonialchem.com/formulations, and thanks for joining us.